Once again, joining us on Rag Bri is Dan Zirp. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Gary. Good morning.
So how's it going so far?
Well, pretty good. Actually slept in a little bit. Yesterday was a long day, and it was not quite as windy as the second day was, but still quite a bit of wind out of the south. A little less today, fortunately, because our route today is almost all due south from Forest City to Iowa Falls. And we'll be going through Ventura, and I don't even know how to say this one. Meservey, and then Coulter to Iowa Falls. But never been to Meservey before. You asked me that the other day, and I guess we could add that to the list of places that I have not yet been.
There you go. Check that off. Now, earlier in the week, we had a story from Radio Iowa about how each community, this is kind of a fundraising event for them, Rag Bri. Talk about, going through the towns and the people trying to raise money for different organizations.
Well, a lot of the traditional service organizations and first responders, fire departments usually have some food set up. And a lot of people know that firefighters can be really great cooks. We've all been to a lot of their, events, pancakes and steak fries and things like that around where we live. And so they do a good job. But also it's the little leagues and the softball clubs. It's the there was a martial arts team that wanted to go to the tournament, and they were trying to raise funds to pay for their trip. And so, there's a lot of different service organizations. There's a lot of local sports clubs and youth organizations. There's scouting organizations. There's 4-H clubs and FFA. A little bit of everything.
So now do you have to carry cash with you? How's that work?
Cash is absolutely your best option. Some of these small towns just get overwhelmed by their cell phone tower does. And so trying to use a technology to pay for something, whether it's, your Cash App or something like that, Apple Pay, a lot of times those struggle unless they're on a landline. If you go into one of the local stores or restaurants, they've got a landline. The system works fine. But if you try to use it at some of those others where they're dependent on a cell phone signal, it can really struggle.
Something I don't think we've ever brought up with you, Dan, is the preparation outside, of course, putting the miles in on the bike. But packing, what to bring for Rag Bri. Talk about that procedure.
Well, there's a lot of, group chats and things like that that are available on, things like Facebook and other social media that have great lists and options to share. People are pretty generous with sharing those lists. Being that this is my, sixth time, I keep a duffel bag with most of my Rag Bri stuff in it, kind of like a go bag, so I don't have to put in too much extra effort to gather everything. But basically, it's just your clothes and the essentials. Everybody tries to travel extremely light with the bare essentials. It's not a lot of bells and whistles and frills, although some people are a little better than others. I saw Mike and Peg Wolf, and they'd done laundry, and they had a fold-out drying rack for their laundry with them. So I thought, well, that's something to pack that I did not think of, was to bring a clothes drying rack. So
that is true now. And of course, each stop, the overnight stops, are there entertainment and different things like that for everyone?
Oh, absolutely. Each overnight town has a main stage with usually a pretty well-known regional act that plays live music. And then, there'll be other establishments inside opportunities to have fun. And then there's also lots and lots of little parties going. A lot of these teams, whether they park their buses together and they have social time together and things like that. Not everybody goes into town, but that's definitely where the bulk of the action is in the downtown area by the main stage.
Again, visiting with Dan Zirp on Rag Bri for us once again. Now, you mentioned this is your sixth. Now, are there people that you have ran into every year and recognized them from past Rag Bri rides?
Yes, absolutely. I've got to know quite a few people, and it's really fun to meet people that you have common friends with. They have to start up a conversation with somebody that I know in Sioux City, and here somebody that I went to college with or something like that. So it's fun to make those connections and make new friends a lot of different ways out here.
Truly is a small world sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, probably my favorite is the event director's name is Matt Phippen. And a couple years ago, I sat down on a bench at the stop before Atlantic. Can't remember what the name of the town was, but it was right by the firefighters' breakfast station. I sat down with my breakfast, and it just so happened I sat down next to Matt Phippen, who's the event director for RAGBRAI. And we sat there and talked for probably 15 minutes before I realized who he was. And now every time I see him, he calls me out by name. He waves his hand and gives me a big warm smile. And he asks me, how's everything going? He wants to know what I think. And he wants to know when we're bringing RAGBRAI back to Clinton County. So that's always a popular question with him also. He's always looking for the future routes.
All right, very good. Hey, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the ride, and we'll catch up with you again tomorrow morning, Dan.
Thank you, Gary. Well, have a good day to all of you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, again, Dan Zurbon, RAGBRAI for us, brought to you by the Bicycle Station. Before you hit the bike trails or the open road, make one stop to the Bicycle Station, 218 Main Avenue in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton. The Bicycle Station features top-quality bikes for every member of your family. They even have electric bikes. The Bicycle Station can service that bike sitting in your garage and get it working good as new. They also have the accessories needed to enjoy your ride. So make the right decision by coming to the Bicycle Station in the Lions neighborhood, Clinton.